Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you had a great week, and I hope you found the time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, because it's through prayer that we build a meaningful relationship with Jesus. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. Through prayer, we can talk to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give all that is troubling us to the Lord and let Him handle it. This lets us live our lives free from worry, fear, or anxiety. When I was younger, I didn't understand what I just told you because I had very little faith and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily, in 2010, through events that took place in my life, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On today's show, we are going to have a special guest, Bishop Greg Studeris. But before we get to Bishop Greg, I want to speak about something that is so right for all of us, especially with Christmas only a couple of days away, and that is the joy of giving. To me, one of the greatest feelings we have is when we give. Giving starts with God our Father. We give Him our love and our devotion, and as Christians, we should give to one another. Once again, we give our love, kindness, and compassion. But we also can give comfort and protection and bring so much happiness when given to those in need. The joy of giving is so much more than just giving presents. And frankly, there is much we can give to one another that don't involve presents at all. We have an elderly relative who is all alone. If we make the effort to visit them and spend some time with them, we are giving of ourselves and making them very happy. We take time to visit a sick friend in the hospital whose prognosis is not good, but we do our best to cheer them up. Once again, we are giving of ourselves to please someone else. Both of these acts bring us the joy of giving, but neither one involves buying presents. Unfortunately, today and what will take place in a few days has gotten out of control with so much emphasis on physical gifts and in many cases, costing extreme amounts of money. Sadly, many of those gifts are purchased out of obligation and with very little thought, leading to buying gift cards because it's easy. There is very little joy, if any, in that type of giving. And worse yet, the ungrateful receiver who, after opening their present, remarks with, "Why did you buy me that? I can't use this." Maybe they are ungrateful, or we didn't put much thought into what we bought them. When we give, we must give from our heart, whether it's a gesture or a physical present. When we do, we achieve the joy of giving. In the Bible, it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. This Bible verse makes it clear that the Lord wants us to give to others, but that it must be sincere and genuinely out of kindness and love, and not for false pretenses like showing off to others. When we give to those we wish to from the heart and for the right reasons, we will always experience the joy of giving. Understanding how wonderful giving can be is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about the joy of giving. There is no greater feeling than when we give. And when we look around, we have so many opportunities to give to others. But whatever and whenever we give, we must always make sure we are giving sincerely from the heart and for the right reasons. When we do, we achieve the joy of giving. The first song I'm going to play today is called Lead Us, Lord, Back to You. When I wrote this song, I thought about how so many people today are consumed with their personal lives that they make very little time, if any, for the Lord. They don't pray, they don't go to church, and they don't appreciate all that the Lord has done for them. My song is a plea to our Lord to help them find their way back to Him. Please listen now to my song, Lead Us, Lord, Back to You.
There are days when we feel down, at times we are lost, and soon we drift away. We run to where we are called, as the pressures grow high. If only we would stop and pray. Yet you wait, O Lord, so patiently, for it's never too late. If only we would see, awaken the path and let your love shine through. And reach us, Jesus, teach us, Jesus, lead us, Lord, back to you. You have shown us the way, yet we don't stay on course, and soon we are miles apart. We get caught up in our own lives, just trying to survive, and we don't keep you in our hearts. But
we'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
And now I would like to introduce a very special guest, Bishop Greg Studeris, who is a bishop from the Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey. Hi, Bishop Greg. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm fine. Nice to be with you, Art.
Well, it's great to have you back on the program. Bishop Greg, as we are approaching the end of the Advent season, besides awaiting the birth of baby Jesus, what else is significant about Advent?
Art, you know, birth of any child, awaiting for the birth of any child, is always a tremendously significant, wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But here we are, we're waiting to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus who comes to us from his Father and comes to us as the manifestation of how great his love is for all humankind, because he comes to us to be one of us, the Son of God and the Son of Man.
Right, right. Well, there are 4 weeks of Advent, and each week symbolizes something different, symbolized by the Advent candles. Can you explain the different weeks and their meaning?
Well, the four candles are a wonderful way of progressing through the 4 weeks of Advent. The first candle is a purple candle, and it is the candle of hope. It is the candle of the prophecies. It is the candle referring back to all the prophecies of the Old Testament where God is making the promise to send us a Savior. Mm-hmm. The second candle is a purple candle. It is the candle of preparation and peace. It is the candle that it speaks to us that we are preparing our hearts to live with peace. And so this is a preparation for the coming of the Prince of Peace. It is the candle that refers to Mary and Joseph, who had to make that tremendous effort to prepare themselves for the birth of the Lord by the tremendous travel to Bethlehem.
Right.
The third candle is the candle of joy. The candle, it is a change of color, a sign of joy in the color of pink. And it is the candle of the shepherds who are filled with this amazing joy at the revelation from the angels in heaven of the birth of a child in Bethlehem. And the fourth candle is the candle of the angel, the candle of love, the candle that speaks of the mystery of the love of God and his compassion that goes to the extent of sending his Son into this world to be one with us, the most amazing story of the incarnation of the Son of God, the incarnation announced by the angel Gabriel.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, I know there are Advent devotions, including the Advent wreath. Can you tell us more about that?
We use wreaths all over the place at this time, mm-hmm. But we have this special wreath that we place with the four candles in it. But any wreath has a certain reality. It is an ongoing circle. It has no beginning and no end. There's no start to end, which refers to the mystery of the infinity of God and the eternity of God. And the candles mark to us the ways in which God is entering into our humanness and bringing us into his eternity.
Well, Bishop Greg, it seems that each year the Christmas season increasingly emphasizes commercial aspects while the focus on the Lord diminishes. What suggestions can you offer to help us balance the true meaning of Christmas with the holiday celebrations that involve enjoying delicious food and exchanging gifts?
Appreciation and the mystery of God's coming into the world at Christmas is a tremendous challenge for us, because it demands that we somehow, in the busyness of our lives, slow down a little bit and pause and reflect. And so what should we reflect on? Yes, the mystery as it's presented religiously, but also the tremendous mystery of God's love that's calling on us to love one another. And so as we do all of these different things that are so traditional at this time, preparing special meals, sending out greeting cards, making presents for people, setting up celebrations, What we need to do is take each one of those things and give them the time for reflecting on why are we doing it? Who are we doing these for? And knowing that every person that we greet, every person that we prepare for, every person that we do something special for at this time, we are being called on to see in them the coming of the Lord to us and giving himself to us.
Well, once again, we've been speaking with Bishop Greg Sideris, and I want to thank you, Bishop Greg, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Good to be with you.
Our topic today is the joy of giving. Some of us make the mistake of not appreciating what we have and only concentrating on what we don't. But we should always have the needs of others on our mind. For as Christians, we are obligated to put the needs of others before our own. Yet, when we become so consumed with our day-to-day lives, we tend not to see the opportunities we have to give to others and help them. One way we can become more aware is through prayer. We should pray to Jesus and ask him to help keep our eyes open to see those with needs we can give to. And again, when I say give, I am not referring to money or presents, but instead gestures of kindness, compassion, support, and love. When praying, ask Jesus to keep us humble and never to flaunt or show off to others about something we gave as a gift or something we did to help someone in need. That is not the Christian way. The next song I'm going to play has a great message. The song is called Give Music to the Lord. Throughout our Bible, there are many references to how music is another way of worshiping our God. Whether we are singing or playing a musical instrument, we are praising our God, for music is a gift from God. We should always sing in church, no matter what type of singing voice we have, because through song, we are acknowledging our Lord. Please listen now to my song, Give Music to the Lord.
Gift from God.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent. In the Gospel, we hear Mary is off to visit Elizabeth, the mother-to-be of John the Baptist. When she sees Mary, she is filled with the Holy Spirit and cries out, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb," and later says, "Blessed are you who believed." The Gospel acknowledges Mary's devotion and acceptance of this glorious miracle to give birth to the Son of God. The psalm is Psalm 80, "Lord, make us turn to you." The message of the psalm is a plea for God's help and salvation. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a contemporary melody and musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 80, "Lord, make us turn to you."
Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall.
We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-589-8654. 800-589-8654. That's 800-589-8654.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Memories. They say memories are golden. Well, maybe that's true. But we never wanted memories. We only wanted you. A million times we've needed you. A million times we've cried. If love alone could have saved you, you never would have died. In life, we loved you dearly. In death, we love you still. In our hearts, you hold a special place no one could ever fill. If tears could build a staircase and heartache build a lane, we'd walk the path to heaven and bring you back again. Our family chain is broken and nothing seems the same. But as God calls us one by one, the chain will link again.
Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. I want to thank my special guest, Bishop Greg Studeris, and wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!